good workout. Guys fought. They competed. We had no problems in terms of fatigue. I shouldn't say no problems, but nothing severe. So they got through the workout pretty well, and they're pretty good conditioned athletes. Had a couple guys that shot the ball pretty well. I haven't gotten all the numbers yet, so I'm still waiting to see it, but they looked like they shot it pretty well. So it was a good workout.
You mentioned fatigue, and that's kind of been a question with Kevon Looney. How did he do with regards to that?
He did well. He did real well. Matter of fact, he did a couple extra drills in terms of shooting, and he got through them all. So he did real well.
Another question with him has been the hip. Did you notice anything that he was moving gingerly at all, or do you think he was fine?
Nothing that I haven't noticed before. So, I mean, he looked like he was moving as well as he's always has.
Were you able to match up Looney and Portis and have those guys play against each other at all?
Yeah, they're the only two big guys in the workout.
And I guess, what did you see out of that matchup?
I thought they both competed real well. I think they're both Kevon has an advantage in a certain aspect on the floor, and Bobby has an advantage in a different area on the floor.
So. What are those areas?
We'll work it out and see.
How did Pat Connaughton do?
Pat played well, shot it well, competed, which he does a good job.
He was one of the guys that played really well at the combine. Would you say that he's been building on that?
Before the combine, he played pretty well at Portsmouth too. So yes, he has been building on the way he's been playing. Been playing better.
What do you think of Bobby as a shooter? Do you think he can work as the proverbial stretch four in the NBA?
He's got some work to do. We took a look at it, so we'll make evaluations as we go forward. But he has some work he has to do to become a stretch four.
How much of that's related to his stroke, his release?
Some of it is related to that. We'd have to, as a staff, as a coaching staff, they'd have to take a look at it and see how much can be worked in terms of changing it, tweaking it a little bit. Probably a little bit on pace also in terms of the shot. Oh, that was quick. Is that it?
Let me ask you about number 12. I mean, do you think that either of these two guys could be taken at number 12? Are they in that kind of talent range in your mind?
We got, 3 weeks to the draft?
Yeah.
Can't answer that question.
I guess, and if you're looking at
too
how
soon.
They...
Yeah, way too soon.
It's fair. As you look at how they stack up against prospects you looked at last year, I mean, is that the kind of range that you think that these guys should fill in, or are they kind of late first-round guys in your mind?
Well, I mean, we still got a lot of workouts left, and we still got some guys coming in that we think maybe at 12. So, again, it's a little early, but, you know, I bringing in a lot of players. So we're looking at from 12 until 60 in terms of draftable players. So if these guys go at 12, they may go at 12. If they go at 18 and we like them, we may move to 18. I don't know. So we're just bringing in a lot of players to see where we think they may eventually be and if we like them or not.
Do you think Portis and Looney can both be stretch fours?
To be determined. They both have work to get done. Kevon's probably a better shooter right now from that area, but they both have work that needs to be done.
Is one ahead of the other defensively for you?
Yes.
How much was Bobby able to show?
which one?
One of them.
Well, I was going to ask kind of those same lines about Bobby's defense. How much was he able to show?
How much was he able to show? He was able to, I mean, we did some 3-on-3s. We did some 1-on-1s. He was able to show he can move his feet. He can get probably a little bit stronger. But, yeah, he showed us some of the things we needed to see.
Can he guard both big man positions?
I think that's determining on the big guy he's got to guard.
What about Looney?
Again, if you're talking small ball, can he play five? Maybe. But again, it depends on who he's got to guard, what the matchup is. As you know, NBA is all about matchups.
Looney looked like a plus rebounder today. or that he could develop into a plus rebounder that he was in college?
I don't know if players, for the most part, show that in a three-on-three. That's what we would gather watching videos and watching them live over the years. And he's done a pretty good job of rebounding.
Seems like for whatever reason, UCLA guys have done really well in the NBA, maybe even played better in the NBA than they have in college. Do you think there's something to that? I mean, Zach LaVine, Russell Westbrook, I mean, seems like it's happening more than once.
Now you want me to get in trouble about talking about coaches, UCLA coaches, huh?
I mean, there are two different coaches even, so there's something about the
Well,
program.
You know,
I mean,
some players are better suited for the NBA game than they are for the college game. So, do they all happen to go to UCLA? No. They've just been fortunate that the ones you have talked about have been very successful in the NBA. I can throw another one out, one of the Ware brothers. Neither one of them played a lot at UCLA in terms of starting and getting up numbers, but they play pretty well in the NBA. So, some guys are better suited for the NBA game than they are for the college game.
Is Looney one of those guys?
To be determined.
How much is need playing into how you evaluate these guys?
Best available player. That's been always my mantra. If it fits a need, that's great. If it doesn't, we're still getting the best available player.